The Rancor's Brothel presents.
Into the land of civilization came Nyarlathotep, slender and sinister,
and gave exhibitions which sent his spectators away speechless.
Men advised one another to see him and shuddered.
Where he went, rest vanished, for the small hours were rent with the screams of nightmare.
It was in the hot autumn that I went through the night with the restless crowd.
I saw hooded forms amidst ruins, and I saw the world battling against blackness.
I screamed aloud.
I was not afraid.
That I could never be afraid.
And others screamed with me for solace.
Beyond the world vague ghosts of monstrous things.
Corpses of dead worlds with sores that were cities. Charnel winds that brush the pallid stars.
And through this revolting graveyard of the universe, the muffled, maddening beating.
The crawling chaos.
Masks of Nyarlathotep. Configurations in mutation. It is on the border between the International Settlement and the French Concession. It is an example of colonial architecture with a soaring clock tower that probably affords magnificent views of the city because it's the tallest thing you can see anywhere nearby. As you step in, you see that there are several collections, exquisite Chinese pottery, screen, statuary, and scrolls. And he lets you know, Mr. Li lets you know that this is one of the most important places in Shanghai if you are interested in the history of pre-Manchu China.
Quite interesting. I'm an Egyptologist myself. That's what I was hoping to see.
We could speak to Mr. Mao if you like. I do not believe Egyptology has... I know that Egyptology is very large in Western civilization, but it unfortunately has not made its way all the way to Shanghai yet.
You have anything at all?
We could ask Mr. Mao. I am not familiar with it myself, but it has been some time since I've been here.
Righto.
Again, exchanges in Cantonese, blah, blah, blah. You are soon brought to an older man, bespectacled, stooped a little bit. He walks out and...
he's a cultist.
Gives us drugs and we go to the Lang.
He introduces himself. He speaks in very broken English, but between him and the comprador services of Mr. Li, you're able to converse. Yes, welcome to the Shanghai Museum. How may I assist you?
I just ask him about Egyptology, if they have anything. Even if it's in storage, I'd love to see it.
Oh, I am so sorry. Egyptology is not... has not been able to been displayed at the Shanghai Museum. I am working with the British consulate to tour some pieces, but that is probably many years away. I encourage you to come back and see it at that day. We will be sure to have a display that really shows off the wonders of the Egyptian country.
Right. Well, ancient civilization will do that.
Of course. Sure. And he will direct you where to go to see in the
I ask him
Museum.
If there is any known, if there have been, I don't even, my character may even know this, if there have been any noted found pyramid-like structures in Asia, I guess.
He goes on to list a number of things. I mean, ziggurats and so on and so forth, depending on what you want to think about
the
Asian
continent. If they have anything that delves into that.
roll me a social roll.
I mean, it's ancient civilizations, either way.
Roll me a social roll. How's this going? A fast talk, a persuade,
I don't know.
Charm?
I got a translator.
Right, but...
What am I supposed to know?
I'm trying to make your social roles work for you, Lucas.
I am not much of a social person, so...
We know.
What about your character?
Same. I've got 20 in charm and 20 in credit rating.
Well, roll me a 20 or less.
You don't have any other skills?
No, I don't. I'm not a talkie.
What are you?
I am an intellectual. No.
He knows languages and libraries.
Mr. Lee seems unhappy that he can't quite figure out what it is that you need him to translate. Like, he's like, I'm sorry, I don't think that Mr. Mao is very confused by your questions. You don't seem to be making any headway in finding bizarre pyramids.
Mr. Lee, is there anything specific to, like, folklore? Like, is there anything that might be a little bit more off the beaten trail, but maybe if you heard of Father of Serpents or, you know, anything kind of crazy?
I look around and see all of the dragons everywhere.
Yeah, there are probably a lot of dragons.
Dragons all around. Yeah. I just kind of go.
Something maybe that's even just been passed down verbally or just kind of.
He talks to Mr. Mao, who seems to be getting a little bit agitated, but he does. There's some bickering back and forth, and then finally he says, unfortunately, Mr. Mao is not an expert in sort of occult matters, if that's what you're trying to ascertain. But he is willing to provide some information. There are people who he contacts on a frequent basis, including his predecessor here at the museum. He says he's got a list if we'd like to look through it. I don't know if you'd like to look for people.
For sure.
I will, if he'll allow me, would love to just start looking at stuff.
Yeah, you can look around it.
As soon as there is a mention of reptilian things, I wander away.
And why are you in this building? There are dragons everywhere.
Yeah.
Dragons are not reptiles.
Are they scaly and look like
in serpentine in nature?
Only the Chinese ones.
Where are we? Are we in China, Jasmine? Are we in China?
Somebody...
Well, we're in Shanghai. The look of sheer I want to strangle you from across the table is priceless.
It's the Sybil that died, not Owen.
You are given a list.
Owen's alive. I don't know what you're talking about.
He's dead. He's dead to me.
He provides you are given a list of 34 names of people that could be consulted.
D34.
I'm gonna need you to mark on the map of Shanghai where all of these people are.
Mr. Lee says, I am sorry, Mr. Mao. Some of these people are in Shanghai, some of them aren't. They will need to be likely contacted. If you have something more specific, it may be better, but I don't know.
You mentioned something about his predecessor?
Yes, I believe, and he starts looking at the list. Make sure I get that right. Mr. Mew.
Did he retire?
Yes, I don't know if he was... I believe he was an assistant curator. I'm not 100% sure. Mr. Mew is an older gentleman, it seems. So it's possible that he has stepped away from the museum and is serving consultation exclusively.
Is he in Shanghai?
We would need to make some phone calls and reach out, but it appears that the last known address was in here. He may or may not wish to... I'm not sure if you're looking to hire someone. I guess I should explain. Mr. Mao has presented this list as options of individuals you can hire for research. I don't know if that's what you're wanting to do, but again, my apologies if I'm not serving my role as comprador well. I'm trying to explain to you how Shanghai works as a city. This is sort of the expectation.
How long does it take me to get into a room that has four walls, including the one behind me, that is entirely covered in serpentine reptile and things?
That is
5 minutes,
not.
10 minutes.
I mean, it would take you a little while. I mean, I can't assume, like, okay, Chinese dragons, sure. But, like there's pottery, there's, that. Like, I don't know that you could find a room where it's just like, 12 dragons on every wall. You know what I mean? Okay. If you tried hard enough, I'm sure you could find yourself surrounded by dragons if you wanted.
Well, that's kind of what I'm afraid of.
I'm assuming right now you're mostly loitering around the lobby and not actually going in.
Yeah, that might be a better option. The place where there is the least amount of artifacts.
Hopefully this list helps. I would be more than happy to assist you in interviewing these individuals if you like. It may take some time to find them all. I doubt all of these are in Shanghai. Not all of these are updated contact information. We may have to talk to old employers. Again, this is sort of a... How do I explain it? The visitors here hire the locals to perform tasks. This is pretty common because the working wages are so cheap here. Something that hasn't really changed in 100 years because we still exploit foreign cultures. But
Mr. Weatherton.
Yeah.
Mr. Weatherton, have they seen the pale one? Or the one we came for?
I don't know if we want to throw that name around.
Excuse me, are you looking for someone specific?
Can you add, it's Mao, right?
Mao.
Mr. Mao at this point has sort of left the conversation. I mean, he
gave us a
you
list.
You get the sense that he gave you the Mr. list and is like, piss off, you're not, I don't know what you motherfuckers are coming
get
here
back
asking
here.
Me about.
White Mao!
Egypt.
And a cult. I'm not an expert in either of those. I'm calling from the other room, which is why I'm not really in the conversation.
I would be more than happy to assist you in any way possible, of course, if there's something I can do to...
Let's ask him if Jackson Elias ever came to the museum. If he knows that name.
You see him, he walks over and says something in Mr. Mao's office. I'm sorry, he does not recognize that name, but of course you get hundreds of visitors, you know, on a daily basis.
Brady. I mean, you guys can ask him about Brady. I don't.
Are you looking for this Mr. Elias? Are you friends of his?
We're good friends, actually.
We're good mates.
But I just want to know that if he came in here, what he looked at. If there was anything.
It does not seem to strike Mr. Mao as remembering that individual name.
Just had the thought that we really shouldn't pull out the one picture we have of Jackson Elias. Because it's the morgue photo.
Have you seen this man?
Have you seen this symbol carved into his forehead?
The symbol?
Yes, that one.
No, the writing.
Yeah, it's been on there since we started.
I know. Thanks. I'm not sure if that would be considered Chinese writing.
They're looking at my keeper screen for inspiration.
It looks like kanji of some kind, yeah. A kanji would be Japanese.
Yes, it would.
Yeah. When did the, I'm still hung up on this predecessor.
Yeah.
When did he retire? I don't know if you
mentioned Mao was
that.
Old. This guy must be ancient.
Yeah. It's got to be the one guy that plays all the old ancient Chinese guys in all movies. You know who I'm talking about? The voice of Kung Fu Panda's dad. What's his? He's in Big Trouble Little China.
Oh, yeah.
Who's the... Yeah.
Yeah, I would say if you're going to cast it, that's probably like, solid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I was thinking more along the lines of the guy from Last Samurai.
I don't know. There were a lot of Chinese people in that. Which one are you talking about specifically?
The main guy. The ruler who was in the final
kinda.
Battle.
You find out that Mr. Mu is likely in his mid-60s. Okay. He retired a few years ago. Still is a prominent scholar.
A few years ago.
Okay. I was thinking the guy that's currently doing it is in his 60s and Mew is like 85.
It doesn't seem to be quite that drastic.
Okay. Okay.
When was Jackson Elias here? Or do we know?
24.
He wasn't. They don't know.
2 years ago.
Oh, we know, yeah. The people of the museum don't know.
We know he was here about 2 years ago.
So Mao would have probably been the curator when he was here.
Possible.
More than likely. Okay. I just want to walk around.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at ancient civilization
jumps
things.
At me.
Of course.
Do
is
they
there
have a guest book?
Luck roll.
Twenty-one out of 20.
Makes sense. It's pretty on par.
They do. They just don't want to let me look at it.
That was my other thought of the excuse. Yeah, you can walk around.
Air quotes.
You notice Mr. Lee sort of bristles at the idea a little bit, depending on which direction you start walking in. Where would you like to go? I'd be more than happy to lead you through Shanghai.
No, I'm talking about in the museum.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant you were walking outside.
Yeah, no. No, this is more of like I want to talk to Mr. Lee.
Sure.
And kind of walk around and see if there's anything that jumps at me. We can talk about that in a little bit.
Sure. Anything you want to do.
I want to understand why he feels the French district is so immoral.
This is due to the sort of complex political dynamic. Are you not Mr. Weatherton, I believe, yes?
Yes, correct.
Excellent. Pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
You are new to Shanghai, correct?
Yes, obviously.
There is the international settlement, which is run predominantly by the American and British, is the sort of the core of business and trade. It has its own police force separate from the rest of the police force. And it is essentially what one would say is the most Western aspect of the city. While the French concession is not part of the international settlement. France has dictated its rule not in conjunction with the Americans and the British. It is sort of well known as an amoral part of the city. You will find a lot of... He begins to describe, taking it back to some of your New Orleans knowledge, something that you would expect, like a description of the French Quarter.
Okay.
Like, if you're going to be drinking and whoring and having a good time and gambling, the French concession is where you want to be. But that's the thing, is that you're seeing all of that other stuff in Shanghai anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So the French concession must be the next notch.
Right.
It is well known that I must be honest, my city's the governmental forces in place are not exactly the most moral and upstanding. It is well known that in the French concession, it is far worse in terms of corruption and greed and sin and vice. I would not recommend that to anyone to visit the French concession.
You don't look at me like that, Flynn.
Other things: opium, gangsters, mob mentality. Things like, even though they weren't quite at this point, they were there, but things like the triad, stuff like that, like that's all the kind of shit you're getting in the French concession. Because essentially what he lets you know is that the way that the French manage it is just significantly more loose.
So is it just not beneficial to your way of life, and that's why you prefer the British and the Americans?
Spot hidden roll.
45, I'm pretty sure it's passed, yeah.
You see him just sort of like tap his breast and says, it is the actions of most there are against my personal beliefs. And when he does that, you actually see that his tie and everything shifts a little bit. He's wearing crucifix.
I was going to say, he like our conversation and how he acts makes me think he's Christian. So.
Yes.
Okay.
Which would be even more unusual.
No.
Very much so, because crucifix means Catholic.
Depends on how a foreigner would interpret it.
But is that also a Seventh-day Adventist thing, though?
I mean, again, you're probably dealing with a distillation of... You would have to talk to Mr. Lee a little bit more about his background to get everything sorted out, but you could sort of put the pieces together that he speaks perfect English, he dresses in Western clothing, he probably spent time... Either he spent significant amount of time around Westerners.
Or in America.
Or a Catholic school.
He's decently educated. He speaks very well. So, like I said, you can kind of start connecting the dots into Mr. Lee. Lee is not going to be the guy who's okay with you heading down to he uses a term in Shutters. He calls them flower girl houses.
Okay.
It's the Bunny Ranch.
This fucking guy.
So you're talking with Mr. Lee. Anybody else? Anything in particular you'd like to do? The afternoon is waning on into evening.
Same thing. Like I'm just looking around the ancient civilization stuff to see if anything strange pops out.
You see a lot of cool shit. It's really well managed from what you can tell.
Yeah.
A lot of great archaeological artifacts. Nothing that you are looking for in terms of occult or Egypt-centric. Nothing even really mostly occulty. Like a lot of just basic what you would expect in a museum. You love it, but it's not beneficial to your investigation.
Alchemical? Does it go through like the history of ancient Chinese alchemy
A lot of it is just strict pottery from this era, you know, scroll from this era, loosely historically oriented, but not great. But some cool stuff.
Do we have
do you have a picture of Jack Brady?
Nope.
Do I?
I wouldn't imagine you would have one on you.
Just in my wallet.
Well, I don't know how you talk about Jack Brady.
BFF.
It's one of those things that flips out. It's pictures of your kids, but it's all the pictures of people that were on the expedition.
You probably would have tolerated him and respected him professionally, but I don't think that you guys are best buds.
I guess my question is, would we recognize him if he's walking on the other side of the street?
You would assume that you would.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I could describe him, but I'm sure it's like... Yeah. White guy, brown hair.
Yeah.
Idea rolls. Actually, we'll call it spot hidden with a bonus die for everybody.
Oh, baby. Got it.
I did as well.
Got it by half.
What is surprising is you go farther and farther from the center of where the consulate is. The ratio of this city for being an international city, essentially, is staggering. You four, being Caucasian, do stand out a lot. Like, I think about the scene in The Last Crusade where Marcus Brody is walking through Egypt and he's like, hello, does anyone here speak English? And he's like the only Caucasian surrounded by folks from the Middle East. Like, that's what it is. You're probably the only four white people that you see within blocks if you were standing outside. So that's just the thing. The ratio is very low. So we can see for miles
because we're like 6 inches taller than everybody else.
We go to the clock
including
tower.
Including me!
Yeah. I see a white guy! Go!
But so, and that's what's kind of surprising, but especially if you speak Mr. Lee, that's what's kind of the cultural dynamic going on here is that when you start realizing that the transaction and how cheap things actually are, even just buying your drinks in Hong Kong, which is, again, British, so it wasn't horrible, but like, you could take $10,000 and go live here and live like a king. You know what I mean? You could take $500 and live like a king for 10 years. But that being said, the expats are not that plentiful compared to the number of native Chinese residents of Shanghai. So, yes, a white guy is going to stand out quite a bit. It gives me an interesting ratio, which I thought
was cool. So is that like dynamic split amongst the actual Chinese populace as well? Like how Mr. Lee is about the French area. Like,
what do you mean?
Like, is the diversity within the Chinese populace?
Do you get the sense that this is
Is this all just, this is Shanghai?
No, right? This is how Shanghai is.
Right. Well, never mind. I meant like a nationalistic, like, it's hard to describe.
In 1923, there were 1.6 million Shanghai residents. Slightly more than 20,000 were not Chinese.
20,000, 1.1?
6.
1.6 million.
Yeah. And it says if you compare Cairo was a city of 850,000 at that time, and 1/10 were foreigners. So that's what I'm saying. You're not even seeing 1 out of every 10. You're not even seeing 1 out of every 20. Like, it's rare to see someone who is not of Asian descent.
And this is what's so interesting to me about this Miser House letter, is it says Jack Brady has continued to evade our efforts despite how long we've looked for him. Like,
he's Waldo.
In a town that a white guy should stand out in a crowd, not even the people looking for him can find him.
Yeah, the two of you.
Yeah.
Sand roll. Mr. White Man.
Oh.
Yeah.
If you make it 0, if you miss it 1,
is it suddenly realized from both of you who specialize in security and stuff how easily you could be tailed and not know it. How easily you stand out in a crowd. You're four white people walking around with a translator. You could be... And so...
Kill them all.
It does make... It does... It And to what Jasmine's point is, I don't know that Sybil's making that point, but to Jasmine's point, it is astounding that Jack Brady theoretically hasn't been found. Which you both know, he was a guy who could try and do those kinds of, you know, fucking black ops shit things disappear, but...
Yeah, and if suddenly some white men pop up, these, whoever these people are, gonna be really interested in us.
I believe that the Shanghai Museum is soon to close. Should I get you a cab to take you back to the hotel, or do you have a destination in mind for dinner? I have several tea houses that I could recommend. I'm sorry, yes?
Do you know where these buildings are? I don't know what accent that was, but it wasn't simple.
Do you know where these buildings are?
That was also not jazz. That was Flynn.
That just, every time you talk in a female voice, it just reminds me of our New Orleans game.
Does it make you feel things?
It does. It does.
He is able to identify where that is, and he can tell you where it is at on the riverfront.
Are there any restaurants near there that you might be able to recommend us?
Which district is that in?
French Quarter.
Let's ask the right questions.
Why do you always close it?
Part of it is because I predominantly read this on my iPad, and I like having the book because it's physical, yeah. But then the problem is that I'm not used to the pages oriented because I see them one at a time and then shuffle through, and so I go, I know that this part is right after this part.
And he also knows that we're mostly dumb and won't ask certain questions, and was unexpected. He was like, nah, they're not going to ask that. I don't need this book anymore.
That also
every time!
I know. Well, when you're 95% of the time right, you kind of just stick with it.
60% of the time, it works all the time. I don't know the geography of Shanghai yet. I've been working on it, but I don't know it. Jasmine, to the north of the Wangpu River, sort of, you see that there's a series of docks, like, listed in that area? Yeah, that might be better on that map. He says that those buildings are in that general direction, which also makes sense because that's the way out to the ocean. Just sort of, yes. Up in there is all. So in the photo, you're seeing these docks. So it's shooting, you know, the photo was taken from this side looking this way. So that boat was going out to sea.
And these are what we're looking at?
Well, if you look on the front there, you can see the docks.
These are the docks.
Right. So that photo
so we're
was taken
shooting
from...
over here. Where are these buildings?
Here.
Okay.
Are any of the buildings predominantly known? Are they special in any way? Or are they just set
no.
of buildings and they were taking
and actually,
a picture of the boat?
I think, if I remember correctly, it says somewhere that about the only buildings that are taller than three stories, I think that spired building is supposed to be a particular, it gives me a name in there, of a particular type of tenement building that they had, a particular type of residential building.
Right. I guess what I'm trying to say is the buildings probably aren't important. We care more about the boat.
But yes, that is
if
not
we were
the
trying
French
to get
concession.
A shot of the boat. This is a terrible shot.
Well, how much can you get else can you get from the coast?
You've got two ships in the way. At least you could get the name. Wait another 10 seconds and shoot it again. Those sails are in the way of the name of the ship.
Jasmine, idea roll.
Don't tell me this is the best shot they could have gotten. 25 out of 55. That's by half.
You're assuming that the person who took the photo doesn't know what the name of the ship is.
So did Elias take the photo? Or did he just have it?
Great question.
Yep.
Fuck, we don't have anybody that's good at talking to port people.
Hey. People.
You know what talks really great with people?
Money.
It does.
We have lots.
Splinter's going to have to hit up that old Carlisle ATM.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to take as much money as it would have anywhere else.
That's true.
The USD is stronger.
But no, that is not in the direction of the French concession. The French concession is on its way out south of where you're at.
Yeah, I just didn't know if it was in a... I didn't care if it was French or not. I just didn't know.
It is a bit of a hike to go there, but if you would like, we could definitely go there and have... And I know of a few restaurants. Most of the seaside stuff is a little bit better in the international settlement itself.
Do you have any non-locally run restaurants or establishments?
I'm sorry, what do you mean?
Are you looking for some down-home cooking?
Not exactly, but I guess that could potentially work. I don't know, just anything that... I mean, do you have any entrepreneurs or businessmen who've come to open restaurants who are foreigners here?
Yes, in the International District, there are a number of British and American restaurateurs.
Okay.
The food itself is probably not quite what you're used to, but I could definitely take you there for dinner if you like.
I just don't imagine I'm going to be able to get a whiskey at a tea house. You know what I mean?
You're making a lot of assumptions.
I'm not going to be able to get a bourbon at a tea house. There.
There you go. A good old Kentucky bourbon? Yeah. Probably not.
So yeah, he can take you to dinner in the international settlement if you like.
I just don't think we're going to get much from... going to a tea house across the river from some buildings that are not important.
We might see the boat, though. I don't know. Maybe it docks around there.
Parks.
Oh.
Boats park. Ships dock.
No, no.
Trains dock.
Trains dock, excuse me.
Yeah. Let's just get food.
Y'all fucked up. How? In general. Just in general, you are fuck ups.
And I was rude earlier.
Counter rude.
I was specific with one. I didn't call everybody.
You know, you're not allowed to make declarations about the party being idiots if you don't present something of genius.
That's true.
That was a cut point.
So you go to dinner then. Anything from anybody else? You just go back to the hotel and now it is the 21st.
So I'm thinking... if I were on the run and I'm hiding out in Shanghai, I'd probably end up in a place where a lot of people don't want to be or are afraid to be.
A flower.
Personally, I'd also be at a flower house. Yeah. But.
Flower girl.
Yeah.
Flower girl house.
Flower girl house.
I'm not going with you.
I wouldn't be in the city.
No, I mean, I feel like, you know, if money speaks in this town, money's going to speak in the French concession. And if they've seen some white guy hanging around.
Corey, if you're lonely, just go. We're not going to judge you.
Any other thoughts?
Okay. The Black Power is on its way from Australia to the consulate here.
Might as well go check the library to see if they have a copy of it.
Yep. We need to find Jack Brady. Yeah. We need to research the Hufeng import-export shipping as they are located in Shanghai.
And we need to know more about the Pale Viper.
That one. So, what are we doing today? It is Saturday.
Mr. Lee will basically be at your beck and call. If you like, you can put him on retainer for a small fee. Actually, ridiculously, ludicrously small. Like, you could reserve his services for a week for, like, a fraction of what you would expect to pay. So...
Tenzin.
He would be good to help us look through the library since he could speak to people. Mm-hmm.
Saturday the 21st, the bit of breakfast. What would the party like to do?
I'm going to...
It's my future birthday, so I'm going to let it be sunny.
And by future, you mean... past?
Well, I wasn't born in 1925, so...
So it's not your future birthday unless you plan on going back in time.
No, it's my future birthday in that it will be my birthday...
I see.
...some 60-odd years later.
I missed that part. Continue.
I'm going to pick up the sickle and scepter and check to see if it works.
Is anybody else watching as he does this?
Yes, because he opened my chest.
As soon as he crosses them, they glow green.
I pick up the headdress and put it on his head for him.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
There you go, mate. Complete the ensemble.
You gotta cross them first.
We don't know that.
I don't... Well, it didn't work when I had them both earlier.
Yeah, because it had already glowed.
Yeah. Son of a bitch.
This is what you wanted. This is what you wanted. Literally wanted this.
I know. And then I changed my mind.
Jesus. Are you going to try to stop me? You're over 9,000, bro.
Yes. You were like fucking Super Saiyan. Like, you just are like... This feels so good.
Well, that's like, it. It just feels good.
You feel so powered. Like, you feel like you could just do something with it.
I turn and fucking just kick him.
Roll brawl?
Odd 4.
Oh my god.
Okay, roll me some damage.
Wait, who are we kicking?
You!
Why?
Because you put it on me.
You wanted this.
I don't know what to roll.
Do I get a chance to dodge?
You would need to roll less than a 4, because you need to roll an extreme, because he rolled, I assume, that's a crit.
Nope.
You rolled 100?
No, it's a 90.
Oh, okay. It's just a D3.
Plus your damage bonus.
I don't have one.
Okay. You feel something shift uncomfortably in your abdomen as he just straight up kicks you in the stomach.
I vomit.
Probably. You just had breakfast, then you drop to the ground, clutching your stomach.
Oh, shit, I thought you'd move. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna...
Did you uncross your hands to do that? When you went Wait,
where
shit?
Where are we right now?
In the middle of Shanghai. The hotel room. The street. Just
no,
walk.
No.
Ready?
No.
Fight.
I'm going to grab you and pull your arms apart.
Yeah, I mean, I love to
do it. Just rip them out of the socket.
You're going to Wookiee this?
Don't anchor the Wookiee.
As you pull his arms apart, you feel less.
Okay.
But.
I'm just going to pat the headdress on
I just want to know what it is. Can I learn a spell?
I don't know. Can you?
And I'm asking you, I need to find a place where I can learn to spell. I'm going to read the Necrotic Manuscripts and see if there's a spell in there.
You'd need to finish reading
it. What is happening?
I know.
I'm not there. Don't look at me.
Schroeder's decided to YOLO this game after spending a year on it.
Yeah, no.
Fuck it. All right, so that happened. Anybody else?
We've not been doing this for a year.
Yeah, we have.
This campaign?
Yeah. It's been like last January. It was like January.
Motherfuck.
We're at 50...
51 episodes will be
yeah.
What I have so far.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
So we've actually been longer than a year, because 47 of them have come out already? 48? 49 of them have already come out? And we definitely didn't start releasing this show the week after we started it.
Okay, well, I've got Galaxy Brain going on. Continue.
I'm waiting on you. This is Sparta kicked Lucas right in the chest, and then Flynn tried to tear his arms off. So I'm waiting on you guys to do whatever you want to do next.
Okay, I'm putting them back.
Yeah, you're
stuff
you're
back
good.
In the
I'm,
chest.
I just wanted to travel into space, and it didn't work. So
Jesus Christ, I got it. Okay, I want to find a lock.
You can find a lock. It's super cheap.
Great. Well, I want...
It's like 2 pennies.
I want the 3-penny lock.
Okay, you get the 3-penny lock.
Oh, baby. Okay, I'm going to padlock the chest closed.
Excellent. It is padlock closed.
Okay.
I really didn't think I'd hit you. I have like 25 in brawl.
And you ought forward.
Yeah.
And did two damage.
I'll heal naturally over time. It's fine.
Yeah, you're good.
You could roll first aid on me, actually.
I could.
It's a wound.
Actually,
are you gonna ask?
I would probably do it, because I was the one that did it. I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry, man.
Sure.
Oh, no.
Is Mr. Mal there?
22 out of 40.
Do we have to call on him?
Oh, Mr. Hey.
Lee.
Success.
Mr. Lee, yes.
Yeah, you can. Mr. Lee will show up whenever you want him
to
show up.
I should be checking so Mr. Lee is skills.
Yeah, you should.
So that's, you do get an HP back.
I get one HP back?
Yep. Yeah, he first aided him and passed, so he gets an HP back.
Correct.
And he takes the skill. All right.
Yep.
See, now we're grinding skills.
Mr.
Oh, my word.
Me. Me next.
I already got to Mythos this session.
Mr. Lee, Ho Fang, familiar with it?
Yes, it is a major importer and exporter.
They have a hub.
Yes, it is sort of in the same area of that picture you showed me.
Ah, okay.
Roughly, the port area.
That makes a lot of sense.
Is it in the photograph?
I do not believe so.
Close, because it's near the docks, but not this one.
Correct. You are correct.
Does Mr. Mufang have his own private ship?
I would assume so. Most of those in Shanghai do.
Would it be flying a British flag for any reason?
Yeah.
It is not uncommon for the elite of Shanghai to have their own yachts.
Well, that hasn't changed.
But would they fly a British flag?
It is unlikely. There is no reason why Mr. Ho. There is no reason why Mr. Ho would fly a British flag that I could imagine.
So we have confirmed that this is a pleasure vessel. This is not something that people would use to ship goods.
I am no expert, but yes, from my life in Shanghai, I can tell you that is definitely not a cargo ship.
It is an elite yacht, starting with DAR.
Darby? British flag?
The ship's name could be Darby, but Darby's also Darby a something? Place in...
Darby Allin? Great
is
wrestler.
That Derby or Darby?
Derby.
It's Derby.
That's Derby.
Because it's a place in England. Which is...
the location.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Derby, not Darby.
Yeah. Pretty sure. Unless the keeper says otherwise. Darwin, Australia. It's another place that we have on our list. It's on the northwestern part of Australia, so you get to it before you go all the way around to Melbourne and Sydney. Which is why it's on the list. Everything's all connected with the shipping manifest.
Besides the library, what else are we doing today?
Apparently healing him again.
I already did it.
I know. But like, beating up team members is...
I'm assuming that you're probably not having this in your room. You're probably having this conversation in the hotel lobby or over coffee or something like that.
Yeah.
You do notice that the hotel does provide you with newspapers as well, if you'd like to use that as well.
Do they get the scoop?
The scoop? No, there appears to be no version of the scoop.
Oh. Fabulous. Can we have a local paper in some sort of printing of an international paper?
Mostly what they have is going to be international stuff. You actually don't see anything local in the hotel.
Could we ask Mr. Lee?
You would like a local paper?
Well, I'd like to know what's going on around here.
It is unusual, but I could provide
you with a selection. I'm a very unusual woman.
Of course.
I have 13 sanity left.
Mrs. Ripley Robertson, you do not speak Cantonese, correct?
Correct.
I must say most of the local papers are written in Cantonese.
Are there pictures, comics, drawings?
It is unusual, but there are some. I would say that is the
weekly crossword on Saturday.
I believe that there is one paper that publishes in both English and Cantonese.
Perfect.
And he says, if you'd like, I could get you that. He says, please give me a few minutes.
Certainly.
He comes back about 20 minutes later with a selection of papers.
Fabulous.
Almost all of them are written exclusively in Cantonese with no imagery is not really a thing. They're very, very short. You wouldn't even call them a newspaper. You would consider them more like a newsletter.
Hmm.
So you've got a lot. They're 10 to 12 pages long. Some of them a little bit longer. He hands you several of them that are written exclusively in Cantonese. He's like, I would be more than happy to translate these for you if you like. This one is written in both English and Cantonese. And he hands you a copy of the Shanghai Courier.
Fantastic. Is there a classified section?
Yes, there is.
Okay. I would like to take out a classified in the next edition.
Party luck roll.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Can I just ask Mr. Lee to help me put in a classified?
I believe you have to talk to the courier itself, but that is a thing that you can do.
What do you guys think? Put in a little coded message to Brady.
Can Brady read Cantonese?
It's published in both English and Cantonese. Mm. And if he's been here 5-6 years, longer, he'd probably have a pulse on the news.
It's not a bad idea. Just have to make sure that's something that he would recognize.
That no one else would.
Yeah, that he wouldn't just pass over.
Hey, you got any secret codes that you used to use to be like, get the falcon out of the nest and to the bird? I don't know.
You really know the Navy.
How did you know the code?
Like, the falcon out of the nest and into the bird. That doesn't make any sense. Please tell me that wasn't right.
Library use for those who aren't Jasmine.
Sorry, yeah.
Or spot hidden. Dealer's choice.
Got it.
What was the first one?
Libraries. Got it for what?
I got it as well.
Spot hidden.
Got a buff. Library use. Why not?
Libraries. Never use it. Never use the stuff.
Flynn tears the back page off of out of her hands because he sees a classified that looks vaguely interesting.
So I had a good idea. It just took me another 20 minutes.
It's been longer.
Already a classified in there?
I don't know.
Brady's been tailing us through his contacts. Those were there.
Pulpy lemon squash. And lime juice cordial.
It's not the right one.
What do you mean? That used to be my code name. Pulpy lemon squash. Jack.
Sounds more like your bear name.
There you go, Mr. Lung.
All right. Okay, I was going to say, is either anyone going to read it for the rest of the group?
I'm screaming about pulpy lemon squash.
The stars are right! Exclamation point. Do not allow dark fate to overwhelm you. Worry not that evil rivals seem to possess secret knowledge that you lack. The answer is in the stars! Exclamation point. Consult the heavenly stem and the earthly branch to peer behind the mask and uncover what is lost. A most auspicious future is guaranteed. Contact Shanghai's famous astrologer, Mr. Lung, 129 Kaoyang Street. No appointment necessary. Anytime before 10 p.m. Don't argue. No, that's part of the next ad.
So what's on the back that's more important?
The Christian General
Please
Great
don't read
Britain.
That. I was just messing around.
A dairy man was gunned down. It's amazing how it happens in every newspaper. A cult roll on the words "the stars are right."
Sure,
or any of this.
Damn it! Not even close.
It just catches your eye, Mr. Corey. It seems very weird. It seems like it speaks to you in a strange way.
Hmm. Almost like that power you had yesterday while you were doing your magical girl transformation.
I would advise you to, while my country is known for its fortune telling, I must say that I think that most of these ads are simply a way to swindle honest folk out of their money. I would not recommend you attend such things. It is.
Can you ask Mr. Lee if the Cantonese writing beneath the titles basically the same thing in Cantonese?
Yeah, no, he will say yes. It is simply the same thing.
Well, I understand your religious reservations. We are slightly obscure seekers of various bits of knowledge, and while I don't believe in all that hogwash, I do find it interesting the lies that people want to tell you.
Of course. I will serve my role in any way that you need. I just would like to say that many do see this as an opportunity to take money from hardworking folks. Of course, I will serve however I may.
This heavenly stem and earthly branch, that seems odd turns of phrase. Is that a Cantonese phrase? Are you familiar with that?
No, I believe that the author is, this Mr. Lung is simply trying to invoke typical, for lack of a better phrase, Oriental mumbo jumbo. I think he's trying to take several of the great ancient philosophical and even religious works of my homeland and sort of twisting them to attract foreigners such as yourself.
So this Mr. Lung, you do believe he is Cantonese?
No way to know. I would assume so.
And you're able to show us to this street? It is not in the French sector, is it?
Considering it's written in English.
I mean, you'd have to look at the address.
129 Kyung. I don't know. It's across the table from
French
me now.
French Street.
Hey, Lucas.
Yeah.
What street is it on?
Kyo Yang.
Kyo Yang.
I might be a while.
I'll find it in here eventually. I just thought that Kyo Yang Street might have been.
I definitely think of this guy as what was the guy's name? Not Mordecai.
Oh my gosh! Yes.
You know what I'm talking
him.
About?
Yeah. Yeah, the guy that kicked us out.
Yeah, because I pulled a gun out.
Among other things.
It was just my gun.
He actually says that the address is on the north bank of the Wangpu, sort of on the docks.
So where are we?
Near the consulate?
God dang it.
No,
ballpark.
Near the docks. Because these are the docks and the wharfs. So we're talking about somewhere in here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It suggests that it's to the east of the docks, but I can't give you any better description than that, so yeah. It should be over there somewhere.
Okay.
North of the river.
Look at this one. Oh, this doesn't have street names at all. That's not helpful.
And to be fair, there's no...
Yeah. So we're talking somewhere over here.
Yeah, I would say in this area.
Yeah. So we're talking these docks and further.
Right.
Because this is the American consulate. These are the wharfs we were looking at. It's over here.
Because, like, you've got...
Okay. Well, that gives us a general idea that it's Wenmo. Shot more
Holy
or less.
Crap, I found Lantern Street.
No!
You're full of it.
It's right here.
No! Are you kidding me?
It's in near the area that we're going. So...
Hey!
Hofang, the astrology,
and the tumbling tiger
are all right next to each other.
Excuse me, are you wishing to go to Lantern Street?
Have you ever heard of the tumbling tiger?
And we pull out the box of matches.
You pull out the box of matches?
Yeah.
Yes, that is a...
Oh, it's not New York!
It's not in Chinatown!
Woo.
No, it is a,
It's a whorehouse.
Cody, you straight faced this so well. This Bravo. Is,
you son of a bitch. You motorboating son of a bitch.
Up, again, north of the Wangpu, there is a district of, again, sort of these bars, gambling dens, flower girl houses.
You and me, Corey, we got this one. If we need to.
I want you to understand, Mr. Lee, that the only reason we're looking to go there is not because we are looking for the entertainment it provides, but rather...
Clues.
We're retracing the steps of a late friend of ours.
Ah, I see.
And These matches were one of the things found in his effects.
Well, I believe that the Stumbling Tiger Bar is...
Stumbling Tiger.
...is known as... it is... I'm sorry, the phrase is difficult to translate. I believe... If I can... Hold on. Let me make sure I'm using the right term.
We almost mucked it up because he was messing with us.
This whole thing is about... It's a lemon shake-up. That's what they're selling.
The vitamin?
Yeah. Hopefully, lemon squash. It's a lemon shakeup.
What's a lemon shakeup?
Like you get at the like at a either at a carnival or like at the.
Oh,
it's just lemonade.
It's lemonade.
It's like, lemon.
It's a lemon
yeah.
slushy.
Yeah.
Oh.
You squeeze the juice of a lemon and you put in like.
Yeah.
Like sugar the hard rock and, yeah. sugar and water, mm-hmm.
and then you literally give
shake it up.
So well, it's one of my favorite things to get at the.
State
well, they're selling it as an herbal remedy.
Well, yeah, because I mean, it's
it gives no, you energy.
It's because there are vitamins Sicilian. In it. Have you ever seen one?
A vitamin? Oh, it's a Sicilian lemon.
The name of the article.
I believe that the Stumbling Tiger Bar is what. Again, the translation is difficult. The best way that I could see it, or I could explain it in English, is a puzzle talk bar.
What?
What?
This is a.
Everybody break out your thieves' cant. Shanghai Fun and Friends. Everything's in riddles.
The puzzle talk bar is a dubious place for information. Let me say that it is a
Jack Brady.
It is a comprador situation of transaction of money, but it is not exactly the nicest place to be.
If you are
the French Quarter, yeah?
not interested,
it's not,
we completely
but it's also not great
understand.
Either.
Do you have a recommendation of a fellow compador that would be more comfortable
no,
in that
no,
kind of
I,
setting?
No, I would
okay,
gladly
good.
Take you.
So,
I just wish to inform you of the potential dangers.
I'll pay you extra to not be uppity while we're in there.
Okay. I mean... Roll persuade with the bonus die, I guess.
Intimidate.
Just hand him money.
Puzzle
I don't
bar.
Have any of that.
You know, what you should definitely do with religious folks. Push their convictions with money.
Hey, I offered him a way out and a suggestion for someone else that would be more comfortable there, and he said, "No, I'll do it."
Flynn is the first person to take the matches out of the matchbox and look on the inside to see if there's anything in there.
No, I opened it and looked at the matches.
I did that when we first got them.
Yeah.
He's the first one to do it during the recording while Cody noticed, okay?
I actually...
Did you impale?
No, never mind.
Not close, failed. But no cigar?
Yeah.
Have there been numbers on these things?
Yeah.
Give you guys a few minutes to kind of talk about where you want to go next. I know it's
Australia.
Getting later in the day, but...
All right, we crack this walnut, let's go!
We know that the restaurant's here, let's go to Australia. We're good.
We have to wait for our books that are coming to us from Australia.
We'll meet them halfway.
Oh, goodness.
My level of happiness at Lantern Street is in actually Shanghai.
That's I was
it
looking
is
going to
be actually a potentially pivotal place in this area.
That
yeah,
was so
if we
great.
Had missed that,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
We fucking all wrote it off until you found Lantern Street on the map.
And it's, I mean, it's over here. Like, it's almost off the map.
That's funny.
So, the funny thing is, both of those props came out of the box. Mm-hmm. Which means if you don't have the box,
yeah.
You have to,
you
like,
have to
ask about stuff.
Yeah, I guess you would ask about
and
the
And we well, got the matches.
Give me the other map.
From the box.
Where's the other map?
It doesn't have any streets on it, and it doesn't have it marked.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, now you
no, but
that.
The thing about it, there. Where did we got? Where did we get the matches?
It was in his effects. We stole it off the body.
Was that one? That's what I'm asking. Was that one of the items we got off the body, or was
did
that?
Did we get
or,
the matches off of?
No,
Elias's
we got
body?
We got
were,
the, matches
no, the matches
out of the bag in the Juju house.
Yes.
Oh.
The bag in the Juju. It was his.
Yeah,
it was Elias.
But it was Seth the shit that it was the shit that, it. The murderer stole from him.
I thought well, we got it at body? The same time that we got the
no.
junk photo.
We did. It's because the detective...
But that was at the murder.
The detective brought everything from the Juju house.
No, not everything. Some of the things.
The majority of them.
No, that was, Cecil stole that bag. He kept it. It was in the hospital with him.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You did.
Yep.
The artifacts came from the detective.
Yes.
The matches were in that bag.
Yes, as far as you can ascertain.
So was that one of the six items that we rolled to receive when we were in the apartment?
No.
And we would have gotten them?
The matches.
I don't remember.
No, we had the matches already.
I believe the matches were no theoretically a possession of Jackson Elias.
We didn't have anything before we actually rolled when we were in his apartment room when he died.
We did. Okay, yes.
That's what I'm asking.
Okay, I see what
you're saying. Either we're going to go back and listen to it or we're not, but arguing isn't going to help.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about when he brought stuff to the Carlisle house.
No.
So, yes, theoretically, that matchbook belonged to Jackson Elias. Mr. Lee asks where you'd like to go. He's got a cab ready.
Let's go to the bar.
Well, is this, what time of day is it?
All three of those places are near each other, yes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's not go to the bar right now. It's open till 10.
Okay.
No, the astrology guy is open till 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's going to be a talker. We can go there, he'll talk all day, and then we can go to the bar.
Yeah. Let's do that. It's the beginning of the day.
Yeah. And then the other place was just across the river that you were. Okay. Yeah, so. Okay, cool.
Well, fine.
We can do that.
Cool.
We're going to the astrologer.
Interesting.
I don't like that response.
I think it's just a different order than he expected, which we often do.
He expects us just to be like, bar!
And then they're like, it's 10 a.m. Nothing's open.
He knows me too well.
So you go through the entire international settlement. Once you start getting into the docks, he lets you know this was the old American settlement. It kind of got consolidated, so it's kind of in this amorphous, kind of under control, but not, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you move into the... you start moving into the docks and seeing things that are a little less well-maintained, particularly as you get closer to Lantern Street and farther away from the docks themselves. The docks are nice, but the farther you move inland from the docks, the less nice the situation gets.
This motherfucker wasn't going to say nothing about Lantern Street.
You stop at the address, and Mr. Lee gets out and says, here you go. This is the address. You see that the doorway, so the arch itself around the door is painted bright red. It appears to be freshly painted. And there are two wooden plaques, approximately 8 inches long and 1 inch wide, so almost like little signs nailed on either side of the doorposts.
One in English, one in Cantonese?
They both appear to be in Cantonese.
Mr. Lee, would you mind translating those for us?
I can try.
What?
They don't... How do I say this? It is...
Is it a riddle?
It's not a riddle. It's as if... How do I say? It is as if the words do not make sense. They're Let me try.
Say, just do each one individually.
He points to the left one and says, "The God of Thunder orders.
Beware all ye who enter here."
But it doesn't make sense. Orders is in this case.
He's my friend. I know him from work.
It's a verb. It's the God of Thunder. It doesn't make sense. The God of Thunder orders what? It doesn't. You need an agreement there. It doesn't make sense.
What's the other one say?
We understand. Keep going.
The other one just says, almost as if in the middle of a phrase or something. It's just a, for lack of a better term, he says the death of spirits, but it's a prepositional phrase. Is that one I want to use? Right, Flynn. Mm-hmm. Flynn, you know English. It's a prepositional phrase with no object to relate it, like.
Well, it's a noun phrase. But they're two separate...
They're two separate things on opposite sides of the door. So he doesn't think that it says the God of Thunder orders the death of spirits. It's almost as if there are two separate phrases, but it doesn't make sense to him the way they're written in Cantonese.
Perhaps he's painted over the rest.
Maybe. It's almost as if, like... But these are placards, like, nailed on the outside of the door jams.
Fair.
So, like, theoretically, if you could string something between the two of them, you might be able to complete a thought, but he's having trouble.
Do your tattoos have letters in them as well? We all stand up. And
yeah. You like soup?
Where's the ad?
Spot hidden.
Why do you have a tattoo that says, I love soup?
Because I like soup.
Got it.
Sorry, what was I rolling?
I also got it.
Exactly. I actually impaled that.
Nice.
Yeah.
I need the ad.
I actually missed that one. Wait, no, a spot hidden. No, I missed it by one.
Spend a look.
You all see it as it slips between Mr. Weatherton's feet. A Siamese cat sort of moves between your feet and kind of starts pawing at the front door, and then kind of just turns its head and looks at you, and then kind of paws at the front door.
I tried to push the door.
I mean, the door is closed.
You spent luck on that?
No, I didn't.
No, I told him to.
That would be amazing.
I did not.
I'm going to make...
I'll open the door.
Meowy noises and try to pick up the cat.
I'll let the cat in the house to get it away.
Do you live here, little fella?
I'll pick up the sign.
He turns
cat.
And tells you...
What's
the guy's jackass. Name
Mr. Lung.
But yeah, you see L-U-N-G. It sort of ping, 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 patting its paws against the door.
You Mr. Lung, then.
The cat just looks at you.
Wow. Right.
Is the door unlocked?
As you try the knob, it is locked.
I pick the cat up. Is the cat wearing a collar?
Not open.
No.
I knock on the door.
Yeah.
Knock, boom, knock, boom, knock. Boom.
I'm holding the cat.
Since Flynn's standing right there, Mr. Corey, listen roll. You don't seem to hear anything.
Quiet that cat. Nope.
It's now, not the cat. It's you.
The cat was being loud.
Yeah, louder than it is.
At this point, the appropriate amount of time has passed to... Usually, you know, you knock on the door, you wait about 15 to 25 seconds for a response. You don't get a response.
Knock again.
Yeah, harder. Boom, okay. Boom, boom.
Boom, 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 boom.
It's before 10 p.m.
And I'll come up to the door to listen.
Wait. The answer is in the stars.
I look up. It's daytime.
The answer is in the stars. The stars are right. Do these pivot?
The signs? Yeah. No, they don't appear to.
Are they just nailed into the door?
Yes.
Do you see any... is the paint tacky? Or does it just look fresh?
It looks fresh. It's not tacky. You hear a click, 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 click as the lock is fiddled with on the other side. The door opens. You see a man in his, a Chinese man in his mid-40s wearing an embroidered, very sort of garish purple silk robe. And he's got the matching round cap on top of his head. He seems to look at you bewilderedly. He is middle-aged, short, slight.
Is Fantasia the first version out at this point?
No.
Is it 41?
40 something. Mr. Lung, is this your cat? It was pawing at the door.
He sort of like glances quickly at the cat you're holding. No. How can I... He sort of looks around at all five of you.
It's all classified, mate.
Yes, what... And?
Well, the stars are right.
You're an astrologer. We're here for a reading?
Yes.
I figured you'd know what we were here for.
Yes, they are. Please, come in. And he steps back from the door and indicates
yes,
you all
can
come
are.
In.
Yes, they are. Oh no, we're in a cult.
And I assume you all go in?
Yep. I'm still holding the cat as long as the cat will let me. It's a Siamese. It either loves me or hates me.
Does she often just pick up
pressure?
Yeah. Does she often just pick up animals off the street?
She picks up a lot of things off the street.
And I think we will stop with everyone entering into Mr. Lung's apartment and the door closing behind him. Behind you, we will pick up with that next time. Configurations.
Our title track, Ideathesia, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their EP, Catharsis. Find more of their music at sleepfortheweary.com. Introduction compiled from Nyarlathotep by H.P. Lovecraft. Like what you heard? Hear more episodes at rancorsbrothel.com. Join the conversation on Facebook with the Rancors Brothel and on Twitter at rancors_brothel. Send comments to the rancorsbrothel@gmail.com. Discover exclusive content at patreon.com/rancors_brothel by becoming a patron of our podcast. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. See you next time.